कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो यस्टरडे व्हेन वी वर डिस्कसिंग भगवद गीता इन द सेवेंथ चैप्टर Krishna has talked about Jnani, isn't it? Bahunam janmanam ande Jnanavanmam prabadhyade Vasudeva sarvamidi samahalma sudurlabha. Krishna says, isn't it? So, we were looking at that verse and Krishna mentions there Vasudeva sarvamidi. If everything is Vasudeva, there is a person who is seeing as Vasudeva. Isn't it? If everything is Vasudeva, then the person who is seeing everything is also Vasudeva. It's also Vasudeva. In other words, Krishna's presence in every living entity, that is first recognized. That is the most important thing. Recognize Krishna's presence in everywhere, in every living entity. So, how it is spoken is that when we recognize that, if you have to see Vasudeva, the word Vasudeva itself means one who is living in everyone. That is Vasudeva means. So if somebody is present in everyone as Vasudeva and someone is seeing that, there must be a person who is seeing that, isn't it? There must be a person who is seeing that. When that person is asking the question, who is seeing? Who is that person? Who is seeing? At that point, you will realize it that it is not that false ego, jiva, ahangaram inside that is seeing. Ahangaram is not seeing. Ahangaram will not see Krishna everywhere. Ahangaram, false ego inside, cannot see Krishna everywhere. Ahangaram is limited, isn't it, to the jiva. But when you ask that question, who is seeing? Immediately your sense will tell you, that it cannot be ahangaram, it cannot be the false ego, it is somebody else who is seeing, and that is Krishna's presence inside us. Jiva, false ego, won't recognize anything spiritual. It will only work with the mind and intelligence. That is its limitation, mind and intelligence. But the moment when Krishna is saying like this, Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahalma sudurlabha. So if a mahalma who is seeing everything as Vasudeva, who is seeing? That is the question to ask. Immediately you can get the answer that it cannot be the jiva, false ego inside. On the other hand, it is Krishna who is present inside as the soul who is seeing that. That only he can experience that Vasudeva sarvamidi, not for the jiva. Jiva cannot experience that. Unless completely that false ego is gone from him. So that is why it's given Bahunam Janmanam Ande Jnanavanmam Prabadhyade. Krishna is saying like that, isn't it? So when that prajna comes, this is discussed in the Bhagavatam also. If you look into the fifth canto, what is Vasudeva? It is discussed there. In the 12th chapter of when Rahugana and Jadabharata was discussing this topic, you can see Sukadeva Goswami at his best in that. Why? Among all the personalities in the Bhagavadam, the personality who is so close to Sukadeva Goswami is Jadabharata. In everything. Consciousness, in behavior, in his movements, identity. If you consider two personalities identical, it is Jadabharata who is the closest to Sukadeva Goswami. So when Sukadeva Goswami speaks, you will find some unusual pleasure in talking about it. And he defines Jnanam Vishuddham Paramarthamegam Anandaram tu bahir brahma satyam pratyak prashandam bhagaval shabda samyam yad vasudevam kavayo vadandi. That is how he defines Vasudeva. He is saying, yanam vishuddham paramartham egam anandaram tu bahir brahma satyam pratyak prashandam bhagaval shabda samyam yad vasudevam kavayo vadandi. Vasudevam kavayo vadandi. Learned people, kavayo, learned personalities, they say, they define Vasudeva like this. How? Jnanam vishuddham paramarthamegam. That jnanam, that knowledge, knowledge of the soul, self-realization, in other words. Vishuddham, it is pure. And paramartham, it is absolute. It is never falls down from that state of consciousness. Pure, absolute existence and bliss. Isn't it? Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupam. That is the nature of Vasudeva. That is Vasudeva's nature. Vasudeva, you can address Krishna as Vasudeva. Why? Because he is that. It is Krishna who is present there as existence, bliss, absolute. In other words, that pure consciousness, pure spiritual consciousness, as I am spirit soul, that pure consciousness, that is Krishna. So, Jnanam Vishuddham, that knowledge, that realization, Vishuddham pure, paramartham egam anandaram tu bahir brahma satyam. For him, nothing else exists outside. Everything is inside him. Anandaram tu bahir brahma satyam. Then pratyak prashandam bhagaval shabda samyam. Devotees will call him as Bhagavan, as Krishna, as Bhagavan. Devotees pratyak prashandam bhagaval shabda samyam. By Bhagavad shabdam, calling him as Bhagavan by devotees. Pratyak prashandam, by his nature, he is always in shandi, in pure, peaceful state. That consciousness, pure consciousness in other words. Pratyak prashandam, as from inside he comes. He comes from inside, not from outside. Spiritual life, when you understand from the words of the realized souls, it looks as though it is not such a complicated thing we make out of it. What they are saying to us is, this Vasudeva is in everyone. Heart, inside is present there. That coverage outside has to go, that's all. In ignorance we are thinking that we have to work hard for so many years and so many years of activities necessary and one day it is going to come from somewhere. That's not how it will happen. What will happen is that when this realization happens, when Krishna's mercy comes in some form, Pratyak Prashandam, whom he calls Bhagavad Shabda Samyam, that who is inside Pratyagatma, he himself manifests in the form of that awareness, of the spiritual awareness happens inside and you see yourself that Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Remember this, that first of all he realizes the self. After realizing the self, he realizes everything is the self. He's not different from the self. That's what will happen at the end. Initially, one has to realize the self. After realization of the self, when he came out and started looking, he saw everywhere what exists is only the self, nothing else. That is that realization, what he is talking about here. That jnanam vishuddham paramartham egam anandaram tu bahir brahma satyam pratyak prashandam bhagaval shadda samyam yad vasudevam kavayo vadandi. So vasudevam kavayo vadandi. Krishna says here, that what happens to him, that person at that time, when he sees that it is Vasudeva who is present everywhere, what does he do? He surrenders straight away to him. Remember this, a jnani first realizes and then surrenders. A devotee first surrenders and then realizes. That's all the difference is. There is no other difference. Eventually the same thing happens. The devotee first surrenders and through the surrender he realizes the truth. A jnani first realizes the truth, and when he realizes the truth, he says, all I have to do is one thing is to surrender. He surrenders. So either way it happens, through jnanam or through bhakti, doesn't matter which way. So, but why we talk about all these things is, there is a process like that, but majority of people like us, the opportunity is bhakti, is the bhakti process. Completely surrendering to Krishna is the easiest process for most of us. It will be a difficult process for the process of knowledge. For the process of knowledge. So, Vasudeva Sarvamidhi Samahatma Durlabha. Such a person is called Mahatma. We have seen that yesterday. So, talking about that, Jadabharata is instructing Rahugana, and he says there, Vasudeva means pure consciousness, he says, pure knowledge. Pure knowledge and pure consciousness. Jnanam Vishuddham. Jnanam Vishuddham. In the Dashashlogi also it says that Jagat Tuchameda Samastam Tadanya Tadego Vashishtam Swada Siddha Bhava Ananyashrayatvad. Swada Siddha Bhaval Ananyashrayatvad. What does that mean? Swada Siddha Bhava. Swada Siddha Bhava means it is already there in us. That Vasudeva is already inside us. Swada Siddham. It is everybody has got it. Swada Siddha Bhavam Ananyashrayatvad. And it doesn't require any help from outside to realize that truth. It doesn't require anything from outside. That is the most important thing. We have this misunderstanding in spiritual life. I've mentioned this many times, that spiritual life is not, I'll do something, I'll get it afterwards. It is not proportional to what you have done into it. It's a misunderstanding. Because there is nothing to be done in spiritual life to tell the truth till this realization comes. All the work what we are doing is to try to get rid of all the anarthas that has come in our consciousness. Once that is taken out, it's pure consciousness. There's nothing to come from outside. It's already there in every living being. Krishna is present in everybody. Nobody is different in that sense. So, that's why it says, Swada Siddha Bhavat Ananyashrayatvat. Swada Siddham. It is given to him. Everyone has got it. Swada Siddham. He has got that. Ananyashrayatvat. And it doesn't require any help or support from outside for that. What Guru does, or spiritual master does, Shastram does, is removing all the anartha from inside. That's all he does. Once it is removed, then automatically that very nature of pure consciousness manifests in a person, and that is called Vasudeva. That is called Vasudeva. So, Vishuddhana. So, what happens is, at the moment, our ignorance is based on what? I am this body, I am this mind, I am this intelligence, I am the false ego. Isn't it? But one after the other, I keep rejecting all that and start seeing that I'm not this body, I'm not this mind, I'm not this intelligence, I'm not this ego, but purely consciousness. And that pure existence, pure consciousness is, Krishna calls it as Vishuddha Jnanam, pure knowledge. It is called Pratyavijna. Different words are used. And seeing oneself inside by constant vigilant alertness, and Jagrata, in other words. One continuously taking out that thought from inside that I'm not this body. Body is not mine. I'm not this body. Body is not mine. And body is not for my enjoyment. All these three things, constantly talking to oneself and taking it out from our own understanding, identification with the body. Identification with the body. That is the Jnanamargam. And whenever any time false ego develops in a person, immediately we should be on the guard to ask the question, who has the ego? Who has the false ego? And you can catch him, because that is the nature of the jiva, isn't it? Jiva has this tendency that he will come out very strongly, false ego. When does false ego comes out in a person? When there is experiencing happiness or when he's experiencing distress. That is the time when you have to catch him. Normally in Shanti state, false ego is not very active. But when do you find him? When you get angry with somebody. When you get angry with somebody, immediately if your thought goes to this, who is getting angry? If you ask that question, you will see that the false ego has in the front of everything else. He was the one who was getting angry. The soul is not interested in what goes on in this world. It's a false ego what is interested. Similarly, whenever you can see, sometimes you get so angry with someone that you are telling, look, I'm getting angry now. You will say sometimes like that to some people, isn't it? Sometimes parents tell the children, look, I'm getting angry now. You'll say like that, isn't it? So that is the time when you know that anger is coming, building up inside. If you ask the question, who is getting angry? That's nothing but the false ego. That's when you have to get him. To catch him. In the same way, when you get happy, also he is in the front. Why? Because some little success he had in life, and immediately you start, I've done this and that and all, you feel very chuffed about it, and you feel happy at that moment, isn't it? So there you can get him. These are the places where you will find him, this false ego popping up in a person. So what Krishna is saying here is that darshanam inside, to be alert and vigil about that that's what it is happening, it's happening to the false ego. Immediately what will happen? He will disappear. He'll go. And you will start realizing that the soul inside is free from all kinds of identity with the body, mind, intelligence, ego. None of them has anything to do with the soul. None of them has anything to do with the soul. We are only misunderstanding. This is how that ignorance is deeply rooted in us. Constantly thinking that I am this body, I am the mind, I am the intelligence, I am the ego. We grew up like this. And it has become habituated to that. We have become habituated to that. And now Krishna is coming and telling us that you are none of these. You are something different than all that. And it's becoming a problem to accept it. Then acceptance is becoming very difficult. So Krishna says here that is called that satyam, what you see at that point when you have asked this question, who is getting angry? Immediately from inside you come to this conclusion that it is false ego who is responding to this anger, or who is responding to the situation, and suddenly your consciousness goes to that truth. And that is what Krishna says, pratyak prashantam bhagaval shabda shabda. That is pratyakajna, pratyavijna, or that is called pratyak. And inside, far deep down inside, who is waiting and watching everything as a witness. Pratyak prashantam, he says. Deep inside, who is witnessing all these things happening. As a witness, sakshi. He is Vasudeva. He is Vasudeva. And somebody, devotees are calling him as Bhagavan. That's all the difference is. But it is nice to know this, that whenever we have emotional situations in life, anger or happiness or whatever happens, if you can stop and think at that time, if it is possible, if it happens, and if you train in that way, you will see at that point that who is experiencing the happiness or who is experiencing the anger, who is experiencing the distress. Immediately you will see in the light of this, right deep down inside, that who is witnessing this, all this anger and happiness, everything. Then you know all this is false. This anger is false, the happiness is false, all this is just happening outside the soul. It has nothing to do with the soul. It's all happening in the mind, it's all happening in the body, it's all happening in the senses. So this is the kind of reflection that is necessary. And it is through this process he becomes a jnani. And Krishna is saying here, bahunam janmanam ande jnanavanmam pravadyade. A jnani who has practiced this again and again and again in life, continuously, he'll become a jnanavan. He'll become a jnanavan. How does he become a jnanavan? He will come to know that the inside stuff here is not touched by any of these things. The stuff inside, deep down there, he is not touched by anything what is going on in this world. He is completely a witness only to everything what's happening. So that witness, if you get identification with that witness who is inside, that is called pratyabhijna. In the Shastram it's called pratyabhijna. Yad vasudevam kavayo vadandi. This is the commentary by Vedavyasa Maharshi for Vasudeva. This word, Vasudeva in the Bhagavad Gita, bahuvanam janmanamande jnanavanmam prabhadyade vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. Now, if you read that verse, what does it mean? Suppose if you read the translation, how will you see that translation? It says here that after many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is, such a soul is very rare. Such a great soul is very rare. He says in the translation here, isn't it? Now, knowing me to the cause of all causes and of all that is. Cause of all causes and all that is. Now, the word here is Vasudeva Sarvamiti. In other words, Sarvam, everything is Vasudeva. That is the understanding. Does that mean that we will see Krishna everywhere and everybody as Krishna? That's not what it means. What it means is this, that he has, through this process of knowledge, he has understood that the hangaram or false ego in him has nothing to do with the self. By constantly being alert and vigilant about it, or jagrata about it, in all situations he is deliberately avoided that his connection with the false ego. He has, by thinking about it and constantly putting a brake on it, saying that it is a false ego who is experiencing the anger. It's a false ego who is experiencing the happiness. Everything is false ego that is experiencing, nothing else. Soul is not experiencing anything, either happiness or distress. That is why Krishna is making it very clear to us. So therefore, if you practice that, Krishna says, this is a Jnanamargam. If you keep on practicing it, what will happen is that every moment, if you keep on seeing that person inside who is witnessing all these things, because when you come to know about the false ego who is experiencing happiness and distress, you will also observe that there is someone outside that who is witnessing all these things, isn't it? Otherwise, how will you know? Otherwise, how will you know that this is what's happening inside? You see the emotions coming, anger coming, or happiness coming, and you see, you experience, somebody is experiencing it inside, and the fact that it is going away after a while is also an indication that it is experienced by the false ego. So, Vasudevam, Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanam Ande, in this lifetime itself, many times if it happens, that is that Bahunam Janmanam. Many times if it happens, every time it is another Janmam, another birth. And eventually it will develop into self-realization. You'll get fixed in that state. Nothing in this world will affect you. Nothing will affect us in that state. That's why I say, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, such a Mahatma is rare, Krishna says. Sudurlabha, very, very rare indeed. That's Krishna's statement. So, Bahunan Janmanamande, we should never ask the question how many lifetimes it will take. That question has no relevance. It can happen in one lifetime. If it has happened in one lifetime, it may go another lifetime. Who knows? Everything depends on this realization of Vasudeva. Vasudeva realization. So that's what it says. So such a person, Samahatma Sudurlabha, Krishna says here, so if a person has reached that state in this world, then this Mother Earth is purified by his presence. Mother Earth is purified by his presence. In Sudha Samhita, Lord Shiva talks to Sudha Goswami about this. He says, Kulamba Vitram Janani Kridartam Vasundhara Punyavati Jayenam Aparamasmin Aparasachil Sugasagaresmin Linam Bare Brahmane Yasya Chetaha. Kulamba Vitram Janani Kridartam. When a person has reached that state, what happens? That person, he's actually purified the whole family, whole race is purified by him. Janani Kridartam. That by his very appearance in this world, his mother is made purified, and the Mother Earth is purified. Mother Earth is purified. Vasundhara Punyavati Chayena. Vasundhara is Mother Earth. She feels the happiness of having him on the earth. Who? Mother Earth feels the happiness of having him on this planet. Mother Earth not feeling very happy with us, definitely. Mother Earth is saying, when this lot will go from here? For all what we have done. That's what Mother Earth is thinking about us. Isn't it? But Mother Earth gets happy when she gets someone like that. Walking on her chest. Because this is her chest, isn't it? This planet is her gross body. Mother Earth's gross body. When somebody like that, who is self-realized, and who sees Vasudeva Sarvamiti, when such a person walks on this planet, Mother Earth is happy. That's why it says here, Vasundhara Punyavati Chayena. She's feeling she is blessed. And similarly, who else? Janani Kridatha. Mother is blessed. Mother, who has given birth to such a person. Kulamba Vitram, and it blesses the whole family, all the complete generations. Apara Sachil Sugasagare Esmin Linambare Brahmani Yasya Chetaha. That such a person's his consciousness, because he has realized the truth. He has realized Linambare Brahmani Yasya Chetaha. that his consciousness is completely absorbed in Brahman. Self-realization has happened to him. Apara sachil sukhasagare esmin. He is in the ocean of bliss. He is in the ocean of bliss. I know it all makes no sense at the moment. He says, what's all this bliss, bliss we are talking about? He said, apara sachil sukhasagare esmin. The words are so powerful, but for us it is hard. Isn't it? So anyway, linambare brahmaniyasya chedaha. So he is so absorbed in that self-realization, spiritual realization. Krishna is stressing this point again and again. So, because for him, tattva-jnanam is complete. This is where tattva-jnanam comes. Remember, we mentioned this many, it's throughout Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam you will see, tattvam, tattvam, tattvam is spoken. People ask this question, what is this tattvam? What is this so much to know? This is the tattvam. The tattvam is this. Tattvam means that tattva-jnanam Krishna is talking about here, that he has realized the truth completely. That is tattva-jnanam. Tattva-jnanam is complete in him when he has realized the truth. What is that truth? That I'm not this body, I'm not this mind, intelligence, ego, nothing. I'm something different than all this. The tattva-jnanam, when it is completed in a person, then it is then that this situation is happening to him. So such a person is called atyashrami. Atyashrami means he has gone beyond varnam ashramam. One who is beyond varnashramam, he is called atyashrami. He is gone beyond everything. You cannot bind him with this world anymore, with any law. Nothing applies to him anymore. So that state of consciousness, that is what Krishna is mentioning here, that one who has got that completely, who has got this tattva-bhodam. This is why Krishna is talking about tattvam. At least if you remember that word, tattvam, inside, you will know Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In so many places, tattvam, tattvam, tattvam is spoken. And we don't care, he says, what tattvam? What is there so much to know? I've read everything, I understood the story, we'll say. But it's not the story alone that makes matters. What matters is this tattvam. What does tattvam does? Krishna says this. Isn't it? In one place Krishna says, Janma karma jame divyam evam yo veti tattvada. He says. Isn't it? Tattvada. One who knows in truth, he says. Tattvada. That in truth is not the same truth what we talk about in this world. Our truth is relative truth in this world. Tattvada means you have reached that state of self-realization. It is that what that verse is talking about. Janma karma jame divyam evam yo veti tattvada. Such a person, Krishna is saying, tektual deham, when he gives up his body, tektual deham punarjanmaneti, for him there is no birth again. What happens to him? Mameti, he comes back to me. Mameti, Krishna says there, isn't it? Janma karma jame divyam evam yo veti tattvada. Tektva deham punarjanmam mameti, Krishna says. He has no punarjanmam, he comes back to me, Krishna says. One who has realized the tattvam. So tattvam is important. Bhagavad Gita says this. Later on in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter also you will see. In the 11th chapter, Krishna is saying, Bhaktya tvananyaya ashakya. Ahamevam vidhorjuna yadum drishtim ja tattvena praveshtim ja parandava. There is a verse there. Bhaktyatvana anvaya shakya ahamevam vidhorjuna yadum drishtim ja tattvena praveshtim ja parandava. Krishna says to Arjuna, Arjuna, through bhakti, ananya bhakti, that is what he is talking about, ananya bhakti, bhaktyatvana anvaya shakya realizes ahamevam vidhorjuna. Only what exists is this soul. And jnadam, knowing that, drashtam, and realizing that, tattvena, through tattvam, he will enter into me. He will enter into me. What does it mean? He will enter into me. What does that mean? Enter into me means he will realize the truth, in other words. There is no truth after that. Jnadam, drashtam cha tattvena, praveshtam cha. Praveshtam means he enters into the truth. He realizes the truth and he becomes that, the truth. He becomes the truth. So that is another verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Later on again you will see at the very end of Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter also, Krishna's talking about tattvam there. So tattvam is something what Krishna is pushing very strongly in the Bhagavad Gita. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find this tattvam spoken in so many places. Isn't it? Vadandidat tattvavidam tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmedi paramatmedi bhagavan idhi shabjade. Tattvam is important. Vadandidat tattvavidam, one who knows the tattvam. Sudha Goswami says, vadandi, they say, what? Tattvam, that tattvam, yat jnanam, that is pure knowledge. What Krishna says here? Pure knowledge, yat yat jnanam advayam, non-dual. It has no two duality there. It is one, that dual oneness. Tat yat jnanam advayam, but transcendentalists who are in the spiritual life, they address him in three different ways. Brahmedi, Paramatmedi, Bhagavan, Iti Shabdyade. In three different names they address him. The truth is one. The truth is, it has to be one. It can't be three. It has to be one. The same truth is addressed in three different ways. Brahmedi, Paramatmedi, Bhagavan, Iti Shabdyade. Shabdyade is spoken like that. That's all it is. So, that's why such a person who has reached that stage, he is not a brahmachari anymore. He is not a grahastha. He is not a vanaprastha. He is not a sannyasi. He is not a brahmana. He is not a kshatriya. He is not a vaishya. He is not a shudra either. None of them. He has crossed all that, beyond all that then. And not only that, why? Because all these things are in relationship with the body. And he is not identifying with the body anymore. He identifies with the soul, isn't it? He doesn't identify with the body anymore. So, he has already, for him, he is soul and the whole world is soul. Nothing but the soul exists. So, he has reached that state. That is why Upanishad says, Atmai Vedam Sarvam, Atma Purastad, Atma Dakshinaha, Atma Uttaraha, Atmai Vedam Sarvam. Everything is in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. It says about Atma, Atma, Atma. Nothing but exists, only Atma exists. So, when we talk about in the words, it's spoken like this. Atma Uttaraha, Atma Dakshinaha, Atma Purvaha, Atma Pashmaha. So many ways it is expressed like that. But what it means is, at the end, that a person who has reached that state of consciousness is only seeing the soul's presence everywhere. Nothing else to do with the material body. Therefore, Krishna says, Sudurlabhaha. Such people are very, very rare. And such a jnani, Krishna is talking about it here. He is not different from me. That is his statement. Jnani twalmaiva me matam. So my opinion is that he is as good as me. He is not different from me. Krishna is saying there. So, and he, his presence in this world, Krishna is saying, is as good as my presence. If such a great personality is there on the planet, if he is living somewhere, in his presence, the whole world gets benefited. Because by his very presence, he wakes up so many other people to the reality, to the truth. Isn't it? This we have seen in so many instances. They lived in this world in such high consciousness. And because of their self-realization, it has inspired many other people to take to the path of spiritual life. Is it not? So they are the greatest asset in this world than anything else. Ishvara Sarupam. So they are actually Krishna's presence in this world. Their presence is Krishna's presence in this world. That is why Krishna says here, Jnani Twalpmeiva Me Matam. Krishna says, Jnani Twalpmeiva Me Matam. If you look at that, Bahunam Janmanam, after many, many lifetimes, Jnanartha Samskaram Ashayanam. After taking to this culture of Jnanam, of knowledge, Jnanartha Samskaram Ashayanam, taking the shelter of that, Ante Sampatau, eventually comes to know that Jnanavan Prapta Paribhaga Jnano Mam Vasudevam, that his Paribhaga means he becomes matured in his knowledge. And what will happen to him? Mam Vasudevam. I am Vasudeva. Vasudeva is present in me. As what? Pratyagalma. Pratyagalmanam. As the soul inside. Pratyakshada Prabhadyade. And outside also he is saying the same thing. Katham. Katham. Jnani punar abhistuyade. How is that Jnani behaves? Katham. Vasudeva sarvamiti. For him at that point, everything is Vasudeva. Only Vasudeva exists here. Only Krishna exists in this creation, nothing else. That's his realization. In our conditioned state, everything is separate. Everybody exists, everybody has a passport, everybody has an identity card, or whatever it is, isn't it? Deeper and deeper into the bodily level. In the realized state, no passport, no identity card, nothing. Vasudeva only exists in that state. So, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, evam sarvatmanam mam narayanam prajvadyade. All of them are known as presence of Narayana in them. Samahalma, nat samanyosti adhiyova atha sudurlabaha. But such a people are very, very rare indeed. Manushyanam sahasreshu iti itihi uktam. That is also spoken. Manushyanam sahasreshu means out of millions and millions, rarely one person comes to that state of realization. That's what it says. So, after saying that, sarvatmanam prabhadyade. Now, this is important. Sarvatmanam prabhadyade. He is, after reaching that state, what happens to that person? He surrenders to that truth. He surrenders to that truth. And that is that bhakti what Krishna is talking about in the Bhagavad Gita. The bhakti. This is the bhakti what Krishna is talking about. Not the bhakti what we are doing in this world. Krishna's words about bhakti is like that. That bhakti what that person is experiencing at that stage. Vasudeva Sarvamidhi. So his surrender at that point is coming through knowledge. Isn't it? It's coming through knowledge. In other words, surrender is there in everybody. We all surrender at different times in life. For example, if I get very sick, what happens? I will surrender. Naturally, I will surrender. I'll become so helpless, I will say to Krishna, do something for me. And there is a surrender at that time in me, isn't it? My ego will go down at that time. I'll surrender. And looking for Krishna's mercy, because I can't demand from Krishna, you have to be in a surrendered mood. So due to my material difficulty, due to illness or whatever, I will surrender for the moment. But that surrender won't last very long. As soon as everything is back, body is healthy and you feel normal, where is the surrender? Then it becomes theoretical again. Similarly, when other, the child will surrender to the mother. Child will surrender to the father also, temporarily. As soon as he grows up, where is the surrender? It's gone. So, for that temporary situation, he surrenders. As soon as they become grown up, then there is no surrender after that. Then he's on an equal platform. Everything. He'll talk to you. And he starts thinking he's the same person who was talking to me 10, 20 years ago. It's a completely different world altogether, isn't it? But the child doesn't remember that anymore. He has forgotten all that. Maya has taken away from that memory. Has gone away. So now, therefore it is said that the parents also, when the father should treat the son or daughter as an adult when it grows up, not anymore expecting any kind of respect or any kind of surrender, prapatti. Why is not surrendering to me? You should not ask that question. So that will be problem otherwise. So therefore it is said, that's why it said, at different times in life you have to act in a different way at that point. So similarly, when we get sick, we surrender to the doctor sometimes, isn't it? Doctor says to us, yes sir, everything. So everything what the doctor says, you have to accept at that time. You have no choice. If you try to question doctor there also. Similarly, when you are hungry, very hungry, somebody is giving you prasadam, you surrender unto him at that moment. For the prasadam what he has given, isn't it? So the surrender is there in life. All of us are surrendering. But what is the difference with the jnani surrender and our surrender is this. When jnani surrender, that's complete. There is no more coming back again. Once for all, it has come through knowledge. Our surrender is forced upon us. Isn't it? Forced to surrender it is. Due to one reason or the other. So most of us, our surrender is conditional surrender. Isn't it? It's conditional surrender. So that is why it is said that whether it is, whatever it may be, even if it is spiritual life, whether it is adhyatmam or spiritual life, something what we have problem is that Krishna should do what I want him to do. We are not willing to surrender to Krishna. Even at that time, when we surrender, when we get sick or when we are in trouble due to something, some problem, whatever it may be, or hunger, whatever it is. At that time also, we are asking Krishna, do this for me, please. And we surrender in a very humble mood, we ask that question. But Jnani's surrender is not like that. Jnani has surrendered Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That is his surrender, which is a different kind of surrender than our surrender. That surrender is knowing everything is Krishna. Through that knowledge, realization, he is surrendering. And that is why Krishna is saying, Samahatma Sudurlabha. Very rare indeed, it says here, isn't it? So, sometimes we say to Krishna, all I want is some spiritual knowledge. You may say to Krishna like that. Sometimes people will do come like this, and they will approach some spiritually very advanced people and say to them, well, give me some understanding of spiritual life and everything. So the spiritual master says to him, first you surrender. So that he is not prepared. He wants to have the knowledge, but he is not willing to be prepared to surrender. So nobody is willing to surrender, but on the other hand, they always have desires and plans in their head. So this question shouldn't come. Once Sharanagati is a word for surrender. Once surrendered properly, there is no more another surrender after that. If it is properly surrendered, there is only once it will happen in life. Only once it will happen in life. So once it so happened that a mother, she went to Srirangam. A mother from some family, she went to Srirangam. And the Acharya, who was from the Ramanuja Sampradaya, he was talking about surrender there. He was talking about surrender there. So he talked about it for such a long time, about surrender, the importance of surrender, and everything, he explained everything. And then, after the class was over, she goes up to him and says to him, I've already surrendered, but there is no change in the situation, she says to him. So he says to him, what did you surrender? He asked her. He said, oh, that initiation happened long ago. Because they have a system in Ramanuja Sampradaya of this surrendering Sharanagati as a ritualistic process also. They do it at the time of surrender. But actually, in principle, what is expected is that the devotee is meant to surrender to Krishna from that day onwards. So the spirit has not come, but the ritual was performed. At the time when they put all the namam on all the parts of the body, and specifically this mantram related to Sharanagati is all recited at that point. Vaishnava, for Ramanuja Vaishnava, Sharanagati is an important thing. It's a very important thing for them. For them, bhakti means Sharanagati, surrender. No other question of anything else. Ramanujas are very strict about that. That's the beauty of that sampradaya. So here, what happens is that this mother comes and says, I've already done all that long ago, but nothing has happened, I'm still suffering, she says. So he asked him, if you have surrendered, where is the question of suffering then? You are not surrendered, that's why you are suffering. So it was only a ritual that was performed in the name of surrender. That is the important thing. So, so just putting the mark on the body is not good enough. Is not good enough. So then you cannot complain after that, oh, it didn't happen this way, it didn't happen that way. Vasudevam Sarvamiti. That is what Krishna is saying here. So that means that everything is Vasudeva. Everything that's happening good in life, it's Vasudeva. And at the same time, if anything bad happens in life, you should be accept that also as Vasudeva. Only then it is surrender. Vasudeva Sarvamiti means everything is Vasudeva. Everything is Krishna. That means if something good happens in life, say somebody felt happy due to either you became rich or things were going very well in life, healthy life, everything happy life. You should remember that it is Vasudeva, it's Krishna who is present there in the form of that happiness that has come. But Krishna is not only happiness. When any distress comes in life, you should be able to embrace that distress also. Oh, Krishna has given me this distress, I will accept it happily. Only then you are surrendered. Only then you can say, Sharanagati has happened. People ask this question, isn't it? How to surrender, they will ask this question. It's not a difficult answer. The answer to that is, whatever happens in life, whether it is happiness or distress, in all situations, able to accept it, that it is Krishna who has done that, and acceptance that without any complaint about anything, that is surrender. That is surrender. That is the surrender Krishna is talking about, Sharanagati. That is surrender. So now we know where we stand, isn't it? That there is no surrender. There is no surrender, and there is always complaint. And then we are asking everybody how to surrender. So what is the point in asking anyone? There is no answer to that question. Is it not? So that is why it says here, that Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva is happiness, Vasudeva is good, Vasudeva is unhappiness, Vasudeva is distress, Vasudeva is bad also. Everything is Vasudeva. That's the way to accept it. When Ramana Maharshi got cancer, a lot of people went up to him and told him, how sad that you got cancer. How did you get cancer? You were so much absorbed in spiritual life, such a sad thing happened to you, he says. You can imagine the ignorance of the people who are making these comments to him. He is not affected by the cancer. The devotees are affected by the cancer. They are going and telling him how sad it is that this has happened to you. He says, in other words, they were telling him that all your spiritual life was all a waste of time. At the end, you got cancer. So he laughed at him. He laughed at them. And he says to him, you are all coming to me with all kinds of questions like that. Just like you have come, cancer has also come to me. He says, what is so much to talk about it? That you are all coming to me with different problems. It has also come, cancer has also come to me. There's not much difference between you and the cancer, in other words. That was his answer. And I'm not asking you to go, nor I'm asking the cancer also to go. He can also stay as long as he wants. And when he wants to go, he can go. This is that realization inside. Completely separated from the body. Whereas this kind of people, they only create problem. Especially when you get sick, you will see what happens. People keep coming to you, oh, how sad. All this has happened to you. And what shall we do for you? This has happened to you. It's very sad that so many years you have chanted Hare Krishna, is it? And this is what you got at the end. Family members, they will be the ones who will start first. Because they want to prove that they were right. This is the first thing. And this is the right time to kick you when you get sick, isn't it? When you feel helpless in this world. But if you take the society, family and all seriously in spiritual life, you are doomed. Your spiritual life is finished there. You should know where to draw the line with family and spirit and the society, because they don't understand any of the subtleties of spiritual life. All they know is they are seeing your body every day, and they are seeing if the body is looking good, fit and healthy, you are going to gym every day, working hard there, going to office, earning a lot of money and living a happy family life, you are in a perfect state as far as they are concerned. If you have a slight deviation from there, they will start seeing you are gone, finished. Your existence is useless as far as they are concerned. So that is why Mahatmas will always say like this. They will answer things like this. When he answered him like that, I'm not asking you to go, nor I'm asking the cancer to go either. He can also stay as long as he wants, he says here. That so these illnesses, distress, and all kinds of problems, a person who is self-realized, he sees in a different way. From self-realization, the knowledge is different. So it doesn't mean that that all the trees and plants and everything and all the bad experiences what one receives in that, he's seeing them as Bhagavat Sarupam, that is Krishna's manifestations. It is like that, and he knows where to not to get affected by that. The idea behind that is, you see, when we have no self-realization, shanti won't be there. Peace won't be there, isn't it? There won't be any peace inside. Anything what happens is slight movement of anything in this world, mind, immediately it creates a movement inside us, in our consciousness. So that is not necessary. That is why Krishna is saying here that Vasudeva Sarvam is that it has got a dimension which is, it's limitless. It has no limit. It is unlimited. Infinite, multiple dimensions. That means In all dimensions you have to see this Vasudeva Sarvamiti. In all dimensions. What does that mean? It means that, for example, when Vasudeva Sarvamiti happens, first realization is that I am spirit soul. Body has gone completely. So in our relationship with the world outside, so many different experiences will come. In all that circumstances, to able to relate with that as Vasudeva Sarvamiti, that is important. In all experiences. That is why in all dimensions, one has to experience that. In all dimensions. For example, when we do vyavaharam in this world, there will be vyavaharam even after self-realization, till the body, so long as the body is there, isn't it? So even while engaged in vyavaharam, vyavaharam means transactions in this world, there will be different kinds of ragadvesham will come from that. But in all different varieties of ragadvesham, attachment and aversion, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, that steadiness is necessary. That has to happen. That is what Krishna is saying here. That most of us, when experience happens, we will get shaken. We will get shaken at that time. Good, bad, and deep sleep state, wakened state, while engaged in action, not in action. And there is life, there is dead matter, chitta, jadam. In all these things is all Vasudeva Swarupam. Who says this? Prahlada says in the Bhagavadam. If you look into the seventh canto, Srimad Bhagavadam, Prahlada says there, Tum vayuragnam vinayam budambu matram pranendriyani hridayam chidanugrahascha sarvam tvameva saguno vigunascha bhuman nanyal tvadastya vimano vajasa niruktam naide gunana gunino mahadadayoye sarve mana prabhudaya sahadeva martyaha adyandavanda urugaya vidandihitvam evam vimarsha sudhiyo viramandi shabdhad. These two verses in Prahlada Stuti. When we study Prahlada's glorification of Narasimhamurti, you should see where it's coming from in Prahlada. Where is it coming from? That Prahlada's realization, you can see in Prahlada's Stuti. These 30 or 40 verses, starting from the 8th verse in the 9th chapter, right up to the verse 50, 42 verses, 43 verses, is what glorified Narasimhamurti. When Narasimhamurti appeared from the pillar, Brahma could not pacify him, Lakshmi Devi could not pacify him, they sent Prahlada to pacify. And Prahlada started glorification of Narasimhamurti, isn't it? He glorified Narasimhamurti. At the end of that glorification, he saying these two verses. What is he saying? Tum vayuragnim avanirubhya dambu matraha pranendriyani hridayam chidanugrahascha. Air, fire, water, sky, pranan, living force, the senses, the mind, intelligence, everything is you. Everything is you. Saying to Narasimhamurti, sarvam tvameva, everything is you. Saguno vigunascha bhuman, whether it is God, sagunam or nirgunam. That means whether it is under the modes of nature or outside the modes of nature. Whatever it may be, you are that. And na anyad, nothing else extant. Todastya bimano vajasa niruktam. That everything that can be understood with the mind or intelligence, whatever it may be, by the mind or by the words, whatever, anything that can be explained is all you. This is how he is glorifying Narasimhamurti. This is that state of Vasudeva. Vasudeva sarvamiti sarvam tvameva saguno vigunascha bhuman nanyal todastya bimano vajasa niruktam. That this realization in Prahlada is what we have seen in Prahlada's relationship with Hiranyakashipu also, isn't it? Naide gunana gunino mahadadayoye sarve mana prabhudaya sahadeva martyaha. Prahlada is saying to Narasimhamurti, people are suffering in this world. Why are they suffering? They are under the modes of nature. And due to modes of nature, they are perceiving everything as different. One different from the other, different, 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 everything is different. That difference is not going. And we are suffering because of that. Because of these differences we are experiencing in this world. Isn't it? It is only differences that causes all the problems. We have problems because different nationalities, problem. Different languages, problem. And different religious beliefs, problems. Isn't it? So, or different economic stages in life, problem. Anything and everything if you take, there is problem. Why? These differences have been increased and increased more and more. Prahlada is saying to him, Naide guna na gunino mahadadayoye sarve. All of that is manaprabhadaya. Mind has created this. From where? Sahadeva martyaha. That in human nature, this has gone so embedded. Adyandavandam urugaya vidandihi tvam evam vimrshya sudhiyo viramandi shabdhad. He says, Adyandavandam urugayam. From beginning to end, vidandihi tvam evam. That knowing very well, it's only you who is present everywhere. If I have reached that state of realization, there is no problem after that. After that, there is no problem. How important it is, self-realization. Prahlada is talking about it. That there is no other solution to our problems. The only solution to all our problems, once for all, is self-realization. That is what Prahlada is saying. That is the only solution to the problem. Otherwise, evam vimarsha sudhiyo viramandi shabdhan. Vimarsham, continuously analyzing this within oneself, that what is exactly for the solution to all the problems I am going through in life. If one analyzes this, he will see, Prahlada is saying, he will come to understand that only Krishna exists. Only Narasimhamurti exists. Only Vasudeva exists. That realization. Yam Vasudevam Kavayovadanti. Jadabharata says that, isn't it? Yad Vasudevam Kavayovadanti. They call this as Vasudeva. What is that Vasudeva? Pure knowledge and consciousness. Pure consciousness, freedom from all other consciousness. Pure consciousness, it is called. Yad Vasudevam Jnanam Vishundam. If you remember that verse, what Krishna says, where he says there definition of Vasudeva, Jnanam Vishundam Paramartham Egam Anandanam Tubahir Brahma Satyam Pratyak Prashandam Bhagaval Shabda Samyam Yad Vasudevam Kavayovadandi. Vasudevam Kavayavadani. So that is the word from who? From Jadabharata. And this is the word from Prahlada. So Bhagavadam has only one thing to tell us, that this consciousness, pure consciousness, Nityam, Shuddham, Buddham, Mukta, Swarupam, pure, eternal, and always conscious, and always liberated, that is the state we should aspire to get to. We should aspire to get there. That is the state we should be hoping to reach. And that is perfection of self-realization. Perfection of self-realization. That is what he is saying here. That the all the five material elements, that's your form, Prahlada says to him. And what else? In my body, that what creates inside my body, hunger, thirst, that pranan inside, that's also you. Prahlada is saying to Narasimhamurti. He says here, and added to that, inside me, I am, that ego inside me, and also inside that aham, that who is different from the false ego, who is different from the false ego, who is a witness there all the time, observing everything what's happening here in us, in our life, every day, every moment, that he is also you. That's how Prahlada says to Narasimhamurti. He's also you. And not only that, your mercy, he says to that kripa, that is coming from you, that and that kripa for self-realization, that desire for self-realization, adhyalpa vancha. Vancha means desire for adhyalpa jnanam, for spiritual knowledge and spiritual realizations, that is also Krishna's another manifestation. We talked about that yesterday, isn't it? Anytime, whenever there is a spiritual desire coming from inside, you can take it, it's coming from there, not from the mind. Initially, you won't understand that difference. But if you observe this for a long period of time, you will notice that any desire that develops inside for spiritual life, to chant the holy name, to pay obeisances to Krishna, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, to go for satsangam, and anything in relationship with spiritual life, that is not coming from the mind, it's coming from the soul. But because we are so used to receiving the message signals from the mind, we take it that that's also coming from the mind. Actually, it is not. This is a very categorical statement in the Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam also says that you will realize it at some point later, if you have observed it carefully for a long period of time. You will come to know that it is not coming from the practical realization will come, that it's not coming from the mind. You can observe yourself and see whether it is true or not, whether it is true or not. Because it is not easy to get a person to come and to hear Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not easy. You are distributing so many books. How many people are coming to hear? It's not happening. There itself, Krishna's mercy is necessary. Unless there is mercy coming from Krishna, it won't happen. And that is what Prahlada is saying, that is Vasudeva. That is also Vasudeva, he says here. So, sarvam tumeva. So, everything what you see here, it is Krishna. Saguno vigunascha bhuman, he says. Whether it is sagunam or vigunam. All the good qualities, that is also Krishna. And all the bad qualities, that's also Krishna. That's not. Right now, here in front of me, my father is standing here with the sword in the hand, ready to kill me. You are standing here. And he's asking, where is Hari? Where is Hari? He is saying here. And he who is standing there, he is also you. Says to Narasimhamurti. Prahlada is saying to Narasimhamurti that Hiranyakashipu, my father who is standing here with the sword in the hand ready to kill me, that's also you. That is Prahlada's state of consciousness. Imagine that. That while coming out of the womb, Prahlada was like that. That is the power of spiritual knowledge. And therefore, Hiranyakashipu was wasting his time with him, with Prahlada, trying to teach him a lesson, trying to punish him, trying to do this, trying to do that. Two personalities in the Srimad Bhagavatam had spiritual realization in the womb. One is Prahlada, other one is Parikshit. Parikshit saw Krishna inside, Prahlada also saw Krishna inside. Only thing after what was happening to them afterwards was, Parikshit's life went in one direction, but ultimately it came back to the same truth, isn't it? Look at the way it happened in Parikshit's life. Prahlada's life, it didn't happen in that way. Right from the word go, it has started. When he came out, he was in such a state, nobody could do anything with him, talk to him anything, because Vasudeva Sarvamiti for him. For Parikshit, he was searching still, where is that personality whom I saw inside? Isn't it? He was searching for, that's how that name Parikshit came to him, because he was searching for that person whom he saw inside the womb. So these two personalities in the Srimad Bhagavatam, who have seen Krishna while in the womb, is to tell us that if it happens earlier in life, it's better. Not at a late time. That's why Prahlada is saying to his friends, Kaumara acharet prajnaha dharmam bhagavadaniha durlabham manusham janmam tadapyadruvamarthadam. Kaumara acharet prajnaha. One should practice spiritual life from the very early days in life, not to leave it to the old age. Why? Durlabham manusham janmam. Human body, human life is very, very rare thing. Tadapyadruvam arthadam. That it has only some meaning when one comes to spiritual life. Otherwise it has no meaning. Vigunascha bhum, and saying that, Prahlada has said that to him and says to him, whatever Hiranyakashipu has spoken to me, it was you who were speaking through him. He says to Narasimhamurti like that. It is you who are speaking like that. And evam vimrishya vadadiyaha. In other words, vimrsha means tatvajnanam. Tatvajnanam is vimarshita. Evam vimarshita padayaha. That first class tatvajnani, one who is engaged in tatvajnanam, seriously, what happens to them? They give up all the sound of this world, sound vibrations, and they become very silent. They become very silent, and not only that, they surrender. Because as far as they are concerned, nothing exists separated from Krishna. Nothing exists separately from Krishna. And so everything is, Krishna is present, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva Sarvamiti means, not only all the forms what you see outside, not only that, all the experiences what you have inside also, in your mind, in your intelligence, in your senses, in your consciousness, whatever you are experiencing inside the body, that's also Vasudeva. That's all that what will happen at that time. That means when there is a, before you reach that perfectional stage of Vasudeva Sarvamiti, there could be a stage which will go through when you will get probably disturbed over transactions, vyavaharam in this world. But even at that time, this personality will see that as Vasudeva. Will see that. In other words, all the internal, conflicts developing inside. As much as possible, one should not create conflict inside, especially in spiritual life. If you create conflict inside, you will not make progress in spiritual life. That's why we should be careful that whenever anything happens to us, that inside if it is conflict comes and we are not able to find a solution to the problem. Sometimes it happens like that. You are cornered into a situation that it creates conflict inside and you have no solution to the problem. That time you should think that it is Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That's the way to come out of that. Otherwise it's not possible. So earlier, if you remember in this chapter, Krishna talked about two things, Aparaprakriti and Paraprakriti, in this 7th chapter. So both Aparaprakriti and Paraprakriti is Krishna. That also you have to remember. So you cease to exist as a separate personality anymore after that. You cease to, apart from the infinite. In other words, when this Vasudeva Sarvamiti happens, you are also part of that Vasudeva Sarvamiti. A separate existence is not possible. That you join the whole. You join the whole. And at that time, Purnamadam, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachyade, Purnasyam, Purnamadaya, Purnamevavashishyade. Only then you can say you are complete. Only when your consciousness has merged with that Supreme Consciousness, only then you can say you are complete, Purnam, isn't it? That is our realization of the Ishavanishad. Ishavanishad's statement is like that. Purnamadam, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachyade, Purnasya, Purnam, Adaya, Purnamevavashishyade. That Purnam state, completeness, perfection happens to a person at that stage. And Krishna is saying here, such a jnani is very, very rare. This tattva jnanam will be only seen in people who are very, very firm. Atmaiva sarvaha, Krishna says there in this, that Atmaiva sarvaha, Atmaiva sarvaha. Now we have heard Vasudeva sarvam and Prahlada heard this realization while in the womb of his mother. Sri Narada Maharshi spoke to him, and what happened? Prahlada accepted it. So truth is not something for training, for practice. It is for acceptance. If you accept it, problem is finished. But false ego inside won't allow to accept it. It will keep on putting questions one after the other. How do you know it is correct? How do you know Krishna is right? Did Krishna write Bhagavad Gita? Who wrote Bhagavad Gita? How do you know all the verses are what Krishna has spoken? Any amount of questions you can ask, isn't it? People ask all sorts of questions. Somebody who read whole Bhagavad Gita and heard Bhagavad Gita, he asked one question. What was his question? He says, when Krishna was talking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, he had to turn back like this. That means, was he not hurting here then? This is the question he had to ask. So what are you supposed to answer to that question? So what you have to remember is this, that the that this realization, Atmaiva Sarvaha, what Krishna is saying here, that there is only soul when that realization comes. Krishna is pointing out, this is an important point here, that Atmaiva Sarvaha, Atmaiva Sarvaha, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Atmaiva Sarvaha, he says, that Atra Sudul Manushyanam Sahasreshu Iti Uktam. Yani Atmaiva Sarvam Vasudeva Iti Evam A Pradipato Karanam Uchete. Now, saying that, Krishna is saying here, Atmaiva Sarvam Vasudeva Iti Evam, knowing this, that everything is Atmaiva Sarvam Iti Vasudeva. Whole Atma, we refer about this Atma. The soul, everything that is present is Vasudeva. Is knowing that Iti Evam Apratipatho Karanam Uchyate. It's talking about the state after that, what is happening there. Now, I think it is 6:45. We'll stop there. And tomorrow morning we will start at 7:00. Our Bhagavadam 2 weeks program. If you have the 10th canto, those who are coming for the program, if they could bring that first volume of the 10th canto, first volume, that will help. Because some of the verses when we discuss, I will not go through the story as such, that is not the idea of this, because that we have discussed before when we talked about the 10th canto. What I am trying to talk about is that the connection Srimad Bhagavatam has got with Upanishads. Upanishads knowledge, how it was presented through Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami, through Krishna's pastime. That is the main topic what we will discuss in these 2 weeks. So at that time you can see Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from Upanishads. Upanishads knowledge is present in the Bhagavatam. As much as knowledge of Brahma Sutram and other Vedic literature is present in the Bhagavatam. So you will get some feeling from there that how Srimad Bhagavatam is just not a storybook. That's what I'm saying. That there is knowledge in the Bhagavatam. There is very higher level of realizations in the Bhagavatam. All those things you will notice it in the Bhagavatam at certain specific places in the Bhagavatam. Generally the story is spoken. But now and then you will see this sudden flash of knowledge coming from these great personalities in their glorifications. And quite often, whenever Sukadeva Goswami gets that opportunity, he will release it at that point. When you notice that, you will start appreciating Srimad Bhagavatam better. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.